One of the biggest enemies you will ever face will come in the form of worry and anxiety. And in life, I'm sure we can all agree that there will be some things that are in your control that you'll worry about. There will be things that are out of your control that you will worry about. And while it's so easy to fall into a state of worry, in one of his teachings, Jesus gave us the message that we should not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And I believe that the Lord was telling us to be present in the moment, to be at peace today, to be joyful today. If you spend all your time and energy worrying, then you will always magnify the lack in your life or the pain in your life. Worry is all to do with if. If I can't pay this, if I don't get treated, if they find something. But instead, you should choose to adopt a new attitude where you do not worry about tomorrow. An attitude where you're thanking the Lord for today. You're thanking God for His goodness, even while you're waiting on your miracle. You're thanking God for what He has provided, even though there are things that you lack. When you do this, then you magnify Jesus Christ instead of magnifying your problem. But here's what the Bible says in Matthew 6, verses 25 through 27. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? The Bible also says in Matthew 6, verse 34, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. I believe that the Lord wants us to stop worrying, to stop pondering and wondering about what might happen tomorrow. Stop spending your effort and your energy thinking about what could happen tomorrow, or even what should happen. You are blessed in this very moment and on this day. One pastor said, don't borrow trouble. And that means don't worry about all the what-ifs that we could face someday. What if there is a health crisis, a financial setback, or even some unimaginable type of problem? Don't borrow trouble for the future, but instead walk by faith and not by sight. So I encourage you today to stay present with the Lord. Stay present in your mind and in your soul. Do that by acknowledging Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. The Bible reads, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. To fully trust in God, we have to relinquish full control. To put it another way, it's to abandon trust in yourself or in another human. You stop trying to fix it yourself and you allow God, you yield to God, you surrender all control to Him. And to do that in this day and age is to go against everything we're taught and trained to do. We're expected to stay on top of those emails at work. We have to take control of our career, our business. We need to take control of our kids' futures and education. So much of our lives today requires control. But the Lord operates differently when it comes to the aspect of control. Now, I'm not saying that you should neglect your responsibilities. What I am saying is that do your part. You show up to work with the right attitude and you work hard, but don't start fighting over a promotion or a position. Don't be jealous when you think you deserve something more. Those are the situations that you are to relinquish control and stop trying to fix it yourself, but hand it over to the Lord. I'm telling you that in all aspects of your life, you need to accept that in the grand scheme of things, your control is limited. What you can control is your effort on a daily basis, your attitude on a daily basis. That's what you can control. The rest, you leave it up to God. Pray that God intervenes in that situation with your boss or supervisor. Pray that God steps in when it comes to who your kids are influenced by at school. Pray that the Lord will see your hard work and reward you. Remember that the Bible says, you are blessed when you place your trust in God. You are blessed when you place your hope in Jesus. And here's what I've learned. When you fully trust God, He becomes your strength. When the situation ahead looks dim and bleak, when the mountain ahead looks to be too great for you, I want to encourage you to place your trust in Jesus. Put your hope in the Lord. We have a God who can make a way where there seems to be no way. We should be placing our hope and faith not in the promises of man, not in the resources or abilities of man, but in the promises of an everlasting God. So, child of God, sing if you have to. Put your trust in God. Raise your hands and worship if you need to. But make sure that you're trusting in the Lord. Lock yourself in a closet to pray. Do whatever you need to when things get rough. Just make sure you're trusting in Jesus. God can hear your cry even in the midst of adversity. Hold on to His unchanging word. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." There is strength in waiting on the Lord. And if you're asking the question, how do I find my strength? The answer is right here. Wait on God. You can wait in worship. You can wait in prayer. You can wait by meditating on God's word. But the one thing we must never do is give up. Never stop waiting on God. Never give up on waiting on God. He will give you that blessing in His perfect timing. He will bring you that opportunity in His perfect timing.